Yeah, Watchin' Radio representing East Coast. November 14th today. Okay. And basically, you know, we are going to get the Holy Tough Guy on in a minute. And the website's gone, by the way. So that's another problem I have. The website is just gone. so if you went to the website and it doesn't exist, it's because, like, it's gone. So I got to figure that out. And got to get JW. Stand by. I'll Skype him in. So, you know, we're entering into the season of the flu demon germ. And.
Hello? Hey.
What's up? I had you there, right? What's up?
The Holy Tough Guy.
What's up, Watchin' Radio?
All right, you're back. You're back. All right, so we got Carlos Oliveira coming on.
Yep, Oliveira. That's right.
And.
He's called the Exorcist from San Jose. That's what his name is, and he's an awesome minister of deliverance, and he's got a lot going on YouTube right now. Amen.
He's in Costa Rica?
No, San Jose. Oh, no, that's where he's from, California, basically.
Yeah. All right, so, yeah, let me...
The West Coast deliverance team over there.
I'm going to have to put a de-esser on you. You know what a de-esser is?
No.
It's like for the homosexual lisp. Like that.
All right.
Let me see if I can. No, I'm not saying you're homosexual. I'm saying you have the a lisp going.
It's so the headset.
Just
bro.
No, no. I'm going to EQ you. Hold on. Check. Say something.
Two. Praise the Lord.
Check. All right, go ahead.
All right, check. How do I sound?
All right, I think I DS'd you, but DS'er.
Yeah. Also,
No, you're good. You're good. All right, listen, I got to get, you got me in sidetrack here. All right, so we got, Eblet's in the studio. Eblet?
Hello?
Microphone.
Hey, Maria. How you doing?
My microphone's not working.
She's in
the studio. Well, her microphone's almost unplugged. All right, so we're going to be getting her back on the air. She's going to have to start taking over the broadcast or something. So I should have been retired 7 years ago, and I'm still here. Listen, I'm like one of the founders of internet broadcasting or radio broadcasting. I remember years ago, we used to use real audio, you know, encoding. Yeah, way before any of this started. Then I taught people how to do it, and then they named themselves pioneers.
Well, that is true. I did seek you out to find out the technical expertise that you had. I remember when Google.
Well, we don't get any homage. Like, we don't get any. Yeah. Well, we've been doing this for years. Okay. Many years. Okay. And we've been casting demons out over the phone and internet and Skypes. Before we used to use Skype, we were using Pal Talk. And before we were using Pal Talk, we were using Yahoo Chat. Okay, but other people popped up after we taught them deliverance, even though they denied they did, even though I have audios here showing us teaching them, audios right here. They said they were pioneering it. And it's sad to see, because originally it was Barb Larson that got me in that wave of casting demons out over phones and the Yahoo Chat. I remember years ago, back in 99, I met a guy named Sammy the Exorcist from Barb Larson's ministry. And we were casting out spirits out of CC1 and CC2 back then. That's where we all used to hang out, because there wasn't really much where to go, okay? Because the internet was in its infancy, and the webcam chat didn't come out for another year or two, right? So back then, we used to just use audio, and that's where I met Redbeard, believe it or not. Redbeard used to hang out in CC2, which was Christian Chat 2 on Yahoo. So, but again, that's was the infancy. If anybody's a pioneer of casting demons out over a digital platform, it would have been Sammy the Exorcist from Bob Larson's ministry. Okay, because he's the one that taught me how back then, you know. So, you know, now everybody, 10 years after that, pioneers popped up. Boom. Wikipedia pages, now they're pioneers. A decade later. Okay, it's just amazing. So, shouts out to all you pioneers. No, these are the pioneers, man. Hey, shouts out to you pioneers a decade later after the Sammy the Exorcist. Good going. In the meantime, I'm going to cover some stuff because I want to get into a little bit of a message and also get into some news of what's going on with you, JW. What's going on in ministry. So, in the meantime, Faith Radio Project update. Don't ever buy those cheese crisps again, Eblet. I just ate that whole bag of cheese. She brings home these cheese crisps from Costco.
You had your mouth full of them before. I couldn't
understand.
It's
like some type of aged cheese, and it's just like you eat one, and then everybody, it's a big problem. You eat one, and everybody eats, so you can't stop eating them. So, I don't know what that is. But, Faith Radio Project update. Everybody that's left me messages in the U-Reach, we have not transcribed them yet, mainly because it's Eblet's fault. But we're gonna transcribe them into paper very soon. And we're backlogged 3 weeks there. Okay? So if you didn't get your Faith Radio, please help. If you didn't get your Faith Radio before that, you have to get a hold of me, and then we'll get you one out. But the mailbox, I have not checked, so I got to go there and get. If you mailed in for a Faith Radio, I want to thank you for leaving your addresses very specifically on the toll-free number, so we can actually get those out to you. So just hang in there; they're going to be shipping. We're a little bit backlogged again, and other people are joining the Faith Graded Project. We were contacted by another ministry out here in Long Island, and they're going to start also giving out Faith Graders. They love the project so much because they've been giving them out to blind folk and whatnot. So it's been blessing a lot of people. So they're actually going to be buying 100, and they're starting a Faith Graded Project with the same teachings on there. They love it so much. So listen, God is moving that forward. Amen? So let me just touch on this because it's almost quarter after. I want to get into a little bit of word. We have been, listen, with all the calamity going on in the world, now since this last blood moon, we've seen the thing with Russia, we've seen the thing with the jet blowing out, and we see the thing going on in Paris. We see a lot of ramping up of war and a sort. Now, when it says the things coming upon the earth, men's hearts would fail them, we're talking about a traumatic incident happening to the hearts of sons of men, sons, you know, women and men, that there'd be a traumatic impression upon your soul. And that's what we're seeing. You know, talking to some folk today, and they were watching the killings and people dragging, and it's traumatizing. You know, the events that you're seeing today are an upgrade of evil as opposed to 25 years ago. You didn't encounter this as 12, 13-year-old kid. You weren't seeing heads cut off too much, or unless you're watching a horror movie. And now we're seeing an impact of violence like never before, and killing and maiming and blowing up things, which is trauma. And it creates a traumatic shattering of the soul, where spirits can actually engage you from this traumatic eye gate opening. So you got to be very careful, especially with children right now. When it says men's hearts will fail them, we're going to expect more trauma, more traumatic events to come. So with that being said, the deliverance ministry must continue to go on, because for people to keep a sound mind in this time we're in, there's no better time like now for the deliverance ministry to sustain, almost just like to keep you bandaged to get through from point A to point B, because you can be traumatized in an emotional realm, in your mind. It can alter your sleep patterns. And with that being said, we must continue on the deliverance ministry. Through all the end time events, all the warnings with nothing happening, and now we see this ISIS event, which really wasn't predicted too much by too many of the prophets years ago, that there would be a great ramping up of an army of militia, army of ISIS, Islamics like this. It all was like Russia and China, right? And of course, we're seeing this now where they're embedding, they're coming over here, they come over there, and we can expect to see more trauma. With that being said, we know that this season we're in, we must pray for folks. A lot of people are suicidal, feeling depressed, also being traumatized by what's going on. So I want you to know that there are principalities over territories that are operating against you. Against me, Zoe, Maria, they're operating, they're watching patiently everything that's going on. These principality spirits are in charge of other spirits, rulers, and the rulers are in charge of other spirits under them. There is a ranking system, but the principality is the higher rank area over our territory. It's almost like the capo and set up the mafia over here in New York like it was years ago. We had the Colombo, we had the Casey, and so on and so forth. Then you had the Capos and families, division and divided up. Very similar. I'm just using that as a poor analogy. But getting back to the principality, that would be what? Like, you know, the grandfather slash, you know, the man, Paul Castellano, whatever you want to call it. But that realm, that chief of that area, territory, must be dealt with. Okay, not that you're going to take him out completely, but it is possible. Because we know in the situation with Daniel, and we've been going on this a lot lately, in Daniel 10, because I'm not getting it, and I need other people to get it. We have to really get a hold of what was going on in Daniel 10. Because Daniel 10, Daniel was unaware of a battle going on in the heavenlies above him. Do you know that? He was unaware that there was a principality ruler, an evil power, that was so powerful that he was able to block Gabriel for 21 days. Can you believe that? Can you believe that God sent Gabriel out to bring a message to Daniel? Go bring this to Daniel. And it was blocked by this demon. Now, through the fasting and the partnership with the Lord, with Daniel being obedient in this lower realm, the earthly realm, he was able to empower angelic forces with his obedience. That's deep when you think about it. So our obedience to the word in faith actually will open doors in the heavenly realm for other angelic forces to come forth. As we can see in his case, Michael was sent forth, right? Now we all want Michael to come forth to our aid, don't we? Because we know that he is one of the princes over that archangel, you know, army of God. So we're talking about an angel knows how to fight in the spirit more than anybody else. So in that case with Daniel, it finally got the breakthrough, but 21 days of fasting and prayer. So these blocks are blessings that have not been pulled through in your life yet. You might have been praying. You might have been seeking God. You might have been fasting and reading the word and just saying, Lord, what's going? Why am I not getting a breakthrough in this area? Whether it be through healing, financially, emotionally, physically, job, whatever it might be, there might be a principality assigned to you to this canopy of evil. Now, I'm saying this to say this. Tonight, What the Lord has been impressing upon me is that today, as a Christian believer, the thing that's different than Daniel's time would be that we have other spiritual weapons. Now, I want to go over one real quick because I would just touch on a territorial spirit. There are territorial spirits. There are territorial spirits. Now, these spirits are aware of you, that you're a believer, and they do not want you moving out. They don't want you blessed. They don't want your faith to increase, and they are taking other demons to try to canopy and block you. Okay? Not saying they're going to be successful, but they can hinder and delay, and hinder and delay is not good. Not good. So, territorial spirits, we know in Daniel 10, the Prince of Persia, verse 12 and 13, I read it real quick. Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that we did hear what you were asking, we heard it, he says in Daniel 10, verse 12. But the prince, this demon of the kingdom of Persia, withstood me, Gabriel, from getting to you, Daniel, for these 21 days. So this principality demon was a blocking demon, this territorial demon. Blocking demon, territorial demon, blocking demon. So with that being said, what are the weapons that we have today to deal with this in the spirit realm? Is it just this lower realm through just prayer, or can we just be speaking in the heavenlies? Now, I'm going to give you a testimony real quick of what happened to me and Maria about last year. We went to a psychiatric place to pray for somebody. And we were in the waiting room, and this dude came in and was just sitting there eating Dunkin' Donuts. And he looked at me, looked at Maria out of the corner of his eye. And what happened was he got up and looked up into the air like he was talking to something and started to talk invertedly backwards. Like really backwards, you know, weird. And he would do this for like 5 minutes. And I swear to you, and Maria will testify, the power in the room became an overwhelming darkness. People started nodding out. The guard put his head down. And there was another woman there who looked at him with the test. And then I was feeling oppressed. And Maria started feeling oppressed. And this guy, I believe, was talking to some. There was a demon in him that was communicating with the principality, that was calling them some type of demonic force in the entire room. This is crazy. So then I found out later that there was people committing suicide on his ward where he was. And I remember I was binding that demon under my breath. I was rebuking it, and he just looked at me. And he did sit down finally, but
I heard later that there was suicides going on, and I'm saying to myself, this demon in this guy, I believe, was in communication as he was looking up in the air and up in the sky to some type of other entity, some outer spirit. There's inner spirits and there's outer spirits, and these territorial spirits are outer spirits. So whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. We're on earth. Me, Zoe, Maria, you. We're here on earth. Now, who else is here on earth with us, Zoe?
The Holy Spirit.
Okay. The Holy Spirit's on earth with us. Now, that's the key, because that is the Holy Spirit is the person of God that's with us in this realm. And when we bind and we loose, that's the power of God flowing through the power of the Holy Ghost, and God's angels are ministering through that power. He inhabits the praises of his people. And in the same token, when we bind here on earth, there is a binding in heaven, meaning the faith that you're proclaiming in the realm you're in is not just the realm you're in. The spirit world is also working in conjunction with you, as it was with Daniel when he was fasting and praying. What was going on that he didn't know, that there was an angelic war going on that he was involved in. And that's what God wants you to know tonight, that there is an invisible war going on in your life, our lives, and we have a part to play with it, and specifically binding and loosing. And what I mean by that, you can, listen, you are a priest of the Lord. And a priest had access to the blood and was ministering through the blood for the atonement. And you can proclaim the blood of Jesus on situations and circumstances. You can speak and declare and decree the blood of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, on the walls, ceilings, windows, doors, pillars, and air and atmosphere around you and on your property. And I would highly recommend doing that every day, daily, on your body as well. I'm talking about your liver, kidneys, pancreas, liver, heart and lungs, bloodstream, and your organs and your lymph nodes and your thyroid, pineal gland, hypothermia gland, and your bones and marrow of your bones. Proclaim the blood of Jesus over your body. Very important. The barrier the enemy can't cross is the blood of Yeshua, Jesus Christ. And if there is spirits working in your body, like spirits of infirmity, that are programmed to escalate at a certain time in your life. Now, understand this, that spirits of infirmity are spirits. They are demons, and they are programmed to manifest fruit, and that fruit sometimes is arthritis, sometimes that fruit is high blood pressure and cholesterol buildup, sometimes that fruit is a heart attack, stroke, cancers, disease, cysts, whatever it might be. That spirit wants to manifest, that spirit of sickness wants to manifest that fruit. So you deal with it in the spirit realm. You bind it, like T.L. Osborne said, when he would deal with a spirit of infirmity, he would bind the spirit because that spirit is generating that fruit. You need to curse that spirit. Everything's coming from the spirit realm first. When God spoke the world into existence, he was in the spirit. God's a spirit. Demons mimic the same thing. They are a demon of infirmity. They are going to be speaking the infirmity to generate it into the natural. So you can attack this realm from your position in Christ through the power of the blood. Very important, proclaiming the blood like we just touched on. Now, number two, binding and loosing. I bind this in Jesus' name. It's very simple. So as you're binding on earth, God said, he promises that he will bind in heaven, in the heavenly realm, this lower heavenly realm around you. The spirits are in a heavenly realm. You wrestle not against flesh, but spiritual wickedness where? In heavenly places. They are in heavenly places. Principality was in a heavenly place. We know that because Michael and Gabriel were in a heavenly place too. So you bind them, and you proclaim the blood of Jesus on any territorial spirit that is trying to hinder you or slow you down. Very important, because listen, you are a Bethel. You are a moving church. Your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. And we know that Jesus said angels will descend, ascend, and descend, ascend, and descend upon him. And angels are looking to ascend and descend upon you. And we get that from the book of Genesis when Bethel was claimed, there was angels ascending and descending. And that's what the angel was looking to do in the book of Daniel chapter 10. He was looking to descend upon Daniel to bring a word. But it was being blocked. So the way we come against this is through binding and loosing and proclaiming the blood in the heavenlies above us up to the throne room of God. You start to make a provision and you work together with God's angels and kingdom to declare the blood of Jesus in the heavenlies above you. That there would be a clear conduit of Jacob's ladder, that there would be ascending and descending of angelic powers on your life. Do you receive it? Very important. Now, this will open you up for more dreams, open you up for higher levels of anointing, open you up for blessings, and open you up for healings, open you up for provisions and prosperity, whatever is going on in your life. When you are ministering this way daily and doing the war in the atmospheres above you to break through this warfare that's going on. Very important. Now, JW, we got 3 minutes, so I had more scriptures I wanted to touch on to get into that. I was just scratching the surface of that today because I feel that the enemy is stepping up his game plan to try to discourage you, try to discourage us, and try to prevent us and hinder us and slow us down and to stop messages and some prophetic words from getting through to us. So I want to stop that. It must be stopped. The only way to do it is through the blood of Jesus and through binding and loosing. Very important. And declaring and decreeing this. You don't beg the blood of Yeshua Jesus Christ because you have access as a priest and you are a king. You've been made a king through the blood of Jesus Christ. That means you declare and you decree through binding and loosing. You have the keys to bind and loose through Jesus Christ, the key of David. The Lord will bring forth that key to shut doors that are trying to operate against you. Now, JW, in April, you got something coming up in Las Vegas, which we're going to try to get out to, I guess.
Yes.
So touch on some news, what's going on with JW and you, what's going
Amen.
On. Yeah.
Well, praise the Lord. I just want to say that it is the obedience of the saints, though, to obey the word of God. You know, it says, we're not hearers only, but doers. We must do. So this is something that Jesus commanded us to do, to go forth with the Great Commission. And what we're doing now, even we're having meetings on the weekends here now, which is growing, and we're training and equipping the saints for the work of ministry.
Yes.
We call it the final commission. And we teach people the power levels 1 through 5 on how to minister the power of deliverance, of healing, of warfare, of discipleship, and treading on serpents and scorpions. So we're doing a training in Las Vegas in April, the weekend of the 21st, 22nd, 23rd. I think it's a 5-day deal.
Wow.
The first 2 days, we're doing a deliverance launch. The first one that we've been allowed to join with a ministry that I'm honored to be a part of, the Elijah Challenge. So it's like a double header.
Mm.
It's like deliverance, mass deliverance training and teaching, and then the Elijah Challenge. So it's healing and deliverance coming
wow.
together in Las Vegas, and we're going to have some fun, go see the canyon, maybe do a helicopter ride too. We're just going to have fun casting out demons, healing the sick, and getting
wow.
the saints of God equipped and trained for the work.
Well, you know
ministry.
What? Yeah, that's important right now because, you know, like I was touching on earlier, the enemy's ramping up very strong
yes.
in the realm of the trauma gateway. And we've been ministering by the grace of God. God's opened a door for us to minister in. We're seeing people come in just spiritually shred down. And I'm saying to myself, it makes you really angry at what the enemy's trying to do. And you know, sometimes when we are walking in victory, we tend to forget about maybe a battle we went through, and then when we see somebody going through a battle that we went through, it kind of it's like a memorial of remembrance, and you know how to minister that person because you've been through it. So those of you that have been through and have been delivered are the most effective deliverance ministers because they know the root of things. And you have to know the root
Amen.
Of things in this era and this day to effectively minister deliverance. It's just the way it is.
That's
you
true.
Must break
That's
the
true.
Power of the root. In everything, there's going to be a root. So, yeah, root can be discovered.
Praise God,
word
Amen,
of
brother.
Knowledge. Word of knowledge, very important in this time. So asking for gifts, very important. And that's another thing. When I was talking about the demonic canopy of blocking, that could be blocking a gift that God bestowed upon you. Did you know that? So if a gift is going to come your way through word, like a bestowing of word of knowledge, word of wisdom, or gift of healing and miracles, so on and so forth. The enemy doesn't want you to have that weapon. So this is all areas he wants to block. So very important, take the authority and spend some time. Like I told you, that guy we encountered that was talking to that principality, this is real. Now, I'm saying that guy had a demon in him, and he was speaking to some type of principality, and he was bringing a power, very great power in a room. And I'm saying to myself, that's how the kingdom of darkness works. He had a demon spirit, and it was talking to another spirit, a bigger spirit, and was bringing some demonic power. So I'm saying, well, we have the Holy Spirit, and we're speaking the Heavenly Father through the power of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. And we have greater power through the name of Jesus, for everything must bow to that name, according to Philippians 2:10 to 11. And that's just the way it is. It was prophesied in Isaiah 45. It came to pass at the cross, and they must bow. Demons hate that verse. They hate the fact that they must bow. Things that are in heaven, things that are on earth and under the earth must bow to that name. Must bow in defeat. Situations and circumstances, witchcraft and curses, whatever it might be, generational curses, things that are cramping up the bloodline, must bow, must break through the name of Jesus Christ. That's the authority we have that is different through Daniel 10. Daniel 10, Daniel didn't have that.
Right.
He only had what he had at that time. I'm letting you know, you're in a greater covenant, and you have greater weapons. But your enemy has also escalated. He is not. Sure. He has not slowed down. So let's get...
And our next guest has a lot to elaborate on that subject, doesn't he, Brother Carlos?
Yeah, let me... I'm running late here, ain't I?
A little bit, but, you know, be good praise
if I,
God.
Be good if I had his number.
It's a... 415.
I know. I'm going to look, and I'm going to look at my messages here. But yeah, Faith Radio. If you do want the Faith Radio, make sure you get a hold of us. We're going to be sending out a pretty large batch. Also, another thing, the Faith Radio. The devil hates the Faith Radio. I mean, I can't tell you how many people have told us that they had the Faith Radio going, and then in the house, and then all of a sudden it would just shut off. Like something's hitting the button, and in the middle of the night. Because the enemy does not want that filling the atmosphere where he's lurking.
Hello?
Yeah, Carlos? Hello?
Yes.
Do you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. This is Brother Carlos from California. JW's on the line with me. And I already added him on my Facebook. I didn't know if he had a website. But he is Carlos
Oliveira. Yes.
And Carlos, do you have a radio going in the background?
Oh, just a second. Let me turn this off.
Might be on a delay.
Oh, you are able to hear that, huh?
Yeah, it'll just do a loop back on us. Okay. But yeah, so Carlos is on the West Coast doing deliverance. Now, I got somebody going to a Barb Larson meeting this week out there in some part of California. I think Bob is going to be out there. So they're going to see him. Let me see where he's going to be. I guess it's... it just says California, I guess.
It might be San Jose or Pleasanton.
Yeah. He's going to be out there next week. I'll find out what part of California. But the key right now is... devil's a liar. And that we were touching on earlier about the ramp up, Carlos, that as the enemy has increased in his attacks and situations and actually pulling in the dice on any generational curses, because generational curses are real, folks. So there is recompense following the bloodline, and we ran into this so many times in deliverance that spirit wouldn't budge, and then we would try to question and find out if the word of knowledge or the demon finally confessing that it came in through a generational curse, specifically generational curses of sickness. I'm talking arthritis, and Derek Prince used to always testify that the only time he ever started gaining any ground against arthritis was not to come against it through a divine healing manner, but he started to come against arthritis as a spirit. And once he started to come against it as a spirit, they were getting victory after victory after victory after victory, because that strong man of that spirit that was generating those calcium deposits and all. See, spirits can generate sickness, disease, tumors, and cysts, all types of blood issues and problems and viruses. When you look at a disease under a microscope, that thing's an evil element that's generated through some type of spirit. It has a life, but it is an evil life. Isn't that right, Carlos?
Yeah, that's correct. that's what I believe.
If you'd like to touch on, in your experience, and you're a deliverance minister too, and it's important that if you are in the West Coast, you get a hold of Carlos, his teachings, because it's good that we have a we're on the East Coast, he's on the West Coast, and the more deliverance ministers, the better. And this time, we were touching on earlier about the trauma and the era that we're in. A lot of folks are getting more depressed. A lot of folks are getting more attacked in their mind, feeling shattered. And I believe it's just the time we're in where it says in the latter days, men's hearts will fail. I mean, the traumatic incidents that are in compounding. And let's face it, you put on the TV today, there's just a lot of trauma. Then the Leave It to Beaver generation, it was much different back then. You didn't see this as much, right? I mean, times are changing a little.
Yeah, time is changing. You mentioned Deuteronomy chapter 28. I mean, you mentioned curses, generational curses, and arthritis, you know, sickness, disease. It just came to my mind here, Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 27. It talks about tumors, too, which is cancer. See, most people don't realize that, you know, sickness in the Bible has to do with curses. You know, curses are the works of demons in the body, in the family, in the bloodline. Of course, you know, when God said that he was going to put, you know, boils in them, you know, the afflictions of the boils of Egypt and and the itch and tumors, you know, of course, God said he was going to put it, you know, but we all understand that the ones that carry on curses on this planet is not God. Okay, it's these are the works of evil spirits, and the Bible says in Revelation chapter 12, you know, from verses 7 to 11 to 12, actually, it says right there how demons came about, you know, how Satan came about, you know, they were kicked out of heaven. So they were kicked out of heaven, and they were cast out here to the earth. So here they are. Now, what is that they're doing here? I guarantee you they're not here on vacation, okay? So they are here to carry on a mission, an evil mission, which they were, you know, that's pretty much the way it is. In heaven, probably they had the ability to do good things, but that was taken away from them. So the only thing left in evil spirits and Satan is the ability to do evil, to carry on evil and destruction, killings, and all that kind of stuff. So that's what they do. Now, most people, I mean, basically, you also mentioned that, you know, the way I understand, I've been in deliverance for 26 years.
Wow.
You know, I've seen a lot of things. I'm from Brazil, you know, so you see demons manifested on the streets, you know. So I've seen demons manifested on the streets. I saw a friend of mine once. At that time, I was, maybe about 18, 19. I saw a friend of mine, you know, falling to the ground and becoming possessed right there. He wasn't foaming like an epileptic seizure or anything, but he fell to the ground, and then he started talking to somebody else.
Wow.
And I never seen that guy that way. So what I'm saying is I grew up seeing demon-possessed people.
Wow.
Okay, yeah. Even back in the days, I wasn't a believer. So what I want to say to you is this. Okay, the world is infested with evil spirits. They are the ones carry on this massive destruction and killings, carnage. You know, these are evil spirits behind this thing. Now, most people don't realize because of what? Because the spirits are invisible most of the time. So that's why they don't believe. You know, even though those that seem that don't believe are the ones that have the most demons tormenting them. You know, but in reality, the world is waking up. I see more and more Christians waking up to this reality. Why? Because they're getting also beat up by evil spirits.
Right.
You know, most Christians and denominations, they preach that once you become a Christian, you know, all curses are gone and now you are in peace. You're going to live the rest of your life in peace. And we all know based on experience that is not true.
No.
Okay. So the only way we can defeat evil spirits is through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. There's no other way. The only way we can defeat evil spirits is through the name of Jesus Christ, There's no other way.
That's right.
The only way we can defeat the devil and his demons is through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. So the name of Christ, you know, his sacrifice and his shed blood on the cross.
That's right.
There's no other way to defeat evil spirits. It doesn't matter how smart you are. It doesn't matter how educated you are. It doesn't matter how much money you have in the bank. There's only one way to defeat evil spirits. And science does not have the answer. Okay, Christians do. Now, most Christians are waking up to this reality because of what? Because they are also being bombarded by demons. I have Christians telling me, well, I don't know why these things are happening to me. I learned in church that once you become a Christian, then, you know, all curses are gone from you and all demons are gone from you. Now you're going to live in peace on the face of this planet.
No.
And I tell them, show me that in the Bible, because I still have not found any verse that supports your belief system.
That's right.
Okay? Jesus Christ expelled demons, and he taught his disciples to do. He sent them out two by two, and he told them, you cast out demons, you raise the dead. Well, when Jesus Christ went to heaven, I mean, when he rose from the dead, and then before he was taken up to heaven, he appeared to his disciples, Mark chapter 16, verses from 15 to 18, and he gave them orders. This was right before he went to heaven. He said, go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation.
Right.
Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, and whoever does not believe will be condemned.
Amen.
And these signs will follow those who believe.
That's right.
You see, there was no time frame. You know, it's Jesus Christ never placed a time frame. Okay, these signs will follow those who believe only until this century is up.
Mm-hmm.
He never said anything like that. He said, these signs will follow those who believe in my name. They will drive out demons.
That's right.
Okay, and then he said some other stuff. And then the last part, he said, and they will heal, you know, they will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Now, another thing that I like to point out here is, you know, sickness and demons, they go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
Curses, demons, and sickness, they all go hand in hand. It's all the results of sin. It's all the results of the works of the devil. So the more people wake up to this reality, the safer they're going to be. The safer they're going to be. Okay,
yes.
And I can say that based on my own life. I'm 55 years old. I have never been so healthy in my life. Okay, I grew up at the age of four, I had a severe spinal arthritis that would cripple me for weeks at a time. It started at the age of four. I grew up with that back pain coming and going all my life, pretty much up to when I was, you know, 40-something years old. And then on top of that, constant headache, back pain, abdominal pain, you know, irregular heartbeat. I mean, I had episodes of depression as well, anxiety attacks. I mean, you name it, I had it. Now, once I realized, you know, I began reading good books such as Pigs in the Parlors and Bob Larson's Spiritual Warfare book and a few other books, I began realizing, and also reading the Bible, of course, I began realizing that sickness and demons were related.
That's
and
right.
So, and then I began actually, you know, working on myself. I mean, I'm in the business for 26 years, but back in 26 years ago, I didn't believe that sickness and demons were related. I thought that sickness was something else. And demons were something else.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, you know, little by little, I began learning. And as I began learning, I began applying in my own life. I began casting out my own demons. As the headache comes, I start casting it out. And then the back pain. And then the depression. And then the panic attacks. You know, I began literally casting out these things that I never had anybody doing for me. I did it myself. As I was going, I began noticing that I was getting better.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, I was sleeping better, and I had more energy. You see, little by little.
It's incremental. It could be incremental, Carlos, not to interrupt you, but a lot of folks get discouraged after they might try, you know, a command or a rebuke or a bind in the name of Jesus Christ or break a curse, and they didn't see a result right away. But it's not always right. It's sometimes gradual, right? A gradual.
It is gradual, yeah. And I can speak for myself. My own deliverance took me about 15 years, and I don't want to discourage anybody here, okay? I'm happy that my deliverance took me that long because I learned during, you know, when I was, you know, I was learning, you know, during the process. I was getting stronger during the process. So today, at the age of 55, and God is my witness, I don't have anything in my body, my friend. Okay? I don't know what headache is all about for a couple of years, maybe 3 years. I mean, it went away gradually, but it's been gone now for about 3 years. Back pain has been gone for about 7, 8 years. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just came to the point today that I feel so strong and I feel so good. And I give God the glory because he taught me how to fight devils. Okay? Now, devils have to be cast out. And I learned something else. You probably don't do it. I don't know if you do it or not. But I also cast out sickness. Okay? And I had results by casting out infirmity spirits. I had results, you know, like on myself and other people. I've seen cancer disappear from people's bodies by doing what? By casting out cancer demons. Mm-hmm. By casting out diabetes, by casting out arthritis, as you mentioned.
Yes.
I had situations where people were set free from arthritis because the demons were cast out.
That's right.
I remember, let me say this to you here, also in Sacramento in 2010, I was called to pray for a young man who was full of curses from India. He was a Hindu, and at that time he was 28 years old. And he didn't speak a word in English because he was in the country only for 2 weeks, and his wife kind of translated, you know, and to let me know what the boy had. So, you know, I was at a church with the pastor with me in the office. So the moment I began confronting the guy's demons, immediately the demon began talking to me in perfect English. The guy didn't speak English, but the demon did. Perfect, no accent. So then the demon said, "You are wasting your time. I'm going to kill him." And then I said, "You're going to kill anybody." He said, "I'm already killing him." When the demon said that, I heard his whole body, all the bones in his body cracking, that cracking sound of bones, you know, all over his body, the guy dropped. When he dropped to the floor, he wasn't breathing anymore. He was blue. His eyes had rolled up to the head. You know, in other words, I looked to the pastor looked to me, and I'm looking for ways, you know, to see if the guy was breathing or anything. He wasn't breathing anymore. So in other words, the demon said he was going to kill the guy, and he actually carried on the project, and he ended up killing the guy.
Wow.
So the guy was motionless. The guy wasn't breathing, no heartbeat, nothing. Well, the pastor looked at me, and I looked at him, and we didn't know what to do, you know, scared to death, both of us. I thought we were going to go to prison. That's the first thing that came to my mind. And then I inquired of the Lord, "Father, we were doing the right thing. What happened?" And then I heard that quiet voice speaking inside of me, "Cast out the spirit of death. Cast out the spirit holding him that." Well, when I heard that voice inside me saying that, I got on the face of the dead guy and I commanded the spirit holding him that to come out. The guy woke up. And by the way, before he died there momentarily, he was having a terrible headache. When he woke up, he had no more headache. He woke up, he didn't know what went on. He said he went into a blackout. He didn't know what was going on. So what I want to say to you is this.
Wow.
Even death, you can cast out as an evil spirit. Now, how many times you hear people talk about that? How many times you hear that in church? Not many times, friends. Friends, listen, I don't pay too much attention to what people are saying out there or what they believe and this and that. I know because I have done it and I have seen results. It works. It works every single time, okay? Now, my brother here, Rich, mentioned something about, you know, deliverance being gradual. Well, it is. In fact, it is, okay? You can cast out a demon in a split of a second, but you cannot set somebody free, totally free, in a split of a second. That's going to take some time. Why? Because the person has to educate himself. He has to gain knowledge. He has to gain understanding. It's a whole process the person has to go through. It's not biblical, friends. You cannot find in the Bible one person that was set free, totally set free. I'm not saying demons can't stop. You cast out demons, they go. But the problem is, people are not set free, and they keep their doors open, and then later on, the demons come back.
That's right.
Okay? So Paul cast out a divination demon from a young woman that wasn't a believer. We all know that. She was a slave that was making money for her owners, for her masters.
I thought.
And yeah. Paul cast out the spirit of divination, and the divination left. Well, now, you can ask a question. Was the lady totally set free? I would say no.
That was just one spirit.
The divination yeah. demon left her. Okay, the divination demon left her because that's exactly what Paul cast out. Okay? But you need to realize that somebody like that, that came out of the woods, is not even a Christian, it's not even a believer. You know, of course, there were some other demons that probably related to sex. Maybe other things, maybe sickness, maybe disease. What we forget to believe is this. Sometimes people call me, brother, you tell me if I'm talking too much, and if you have to cut me off, just let me know, okay?
Yeah.
Are you there?
Yeah, we're here. We got 8 minutes.
Okay, 8 minutes. Okay, I'm glad you told me that. So, you know, just going back to that, you know, so there are situations, my friends, where you cast out a demon from somebody, and that demon will go. Because of the name of Jesus Christ, that demon will go. But we also need to understand what Jesus Christ said. Jesus Christ said, when a demon goes out of a man, he goes through dry places seeking rest and finds none. And then he comes back to the house where he came from. He finds the house empty and adorned. Then he goes around and brings and invites 7 more wicked spirits than he is. Now the last state of that person will be worse than the first. Well, the demon left, but I guess the person wasn't set free.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
Of course the person wasn't set free. Why? Because Jesus Christ said, when a demon goes, then later on he comes back. Well, a demon can only come back to someone that is not set free. Okay? I guarantee you that. A wow. demon will never enter somebody that is already set free. Now, deliverance, my friend, it's not about casting out demons only. Deliverance is about you educating yourself. You have to take time and read good books. You need to read the Bible. You need to pray. You need to fast. You need to develop a relationship with Jesus. Otherwise, you're going to die. You're going to die
right.
demonized. You're going to die oppressed. You're going to die depressed. It doesn't matter whether you're in church or not. It makes no much difference. I see the same things that I see outside the church, I see inside the church. Fornication is inside the church. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Sexual sin is all over the church. So I don't see much of a difference, honestly. Don't tell me because you're a Christian, you are set free. And I'll tell you right now, you are not, and I can prove my point. Okay? To me, the easiest thing to do is to prove that I am right and you are wrong, my friend. And listen, and I don't have to get on the phone with you. I have a video on YouTube called Demonization Diagnosis by Brother Carlos. 11 minutes video. Watch that video. You're going to be surprised.
Wow.
You're going to be surprised. Okay? That's how I do. I send people to watch that video. The one that is 11 minutes long. Okay? Not the one that is 30 seconds. The one that is 11 minutes long. That's how I prove my point. I have constantly atheists confronting me. I said, I don't believe in demons. Demons don't exist. Jesus doesn't exist. I said, friends, I don't have to argue with you. You go to, on YouTube and look for my 11-minute video, Demonization Diagnosis. Take your time and watch that video. You're going to be surprised. You're going to be surprised because that devils are going to start bouncing up and down inside your body, my friend. That's how I prove my point. Okay? So, in other words, just to kind of wrap this up here a little bit, okay, let me just say this to you. When you cast out demons, they go. Okay?
Amen,
they go.
Amen.
But if you are not set free, they will come back. And then your situation will be worse. So, in other words, there's something more important than just casting out demons. You need to build spiritual muscles. You need to educate yourself. You need to gain knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. You need
That's
to
right.
spend time with Christ. Because the moment that you begin doing that, demons cannot handle being around you. I guarantee you that.
That's right. Close the doors.
Amen, brother. I'm done.
Amen. Yeah. Well, we want to give out Brother Carlos's information. He's on the West Coast. So if you want to get a hold of him, obviously, you know, he's seasoned in deliverance, and that's what you want. You want somebody that knows how to deal with the situation. You're looking for some help. West Coast there. Now, Carlos, the best way is someone contacting you, whether it be internet or the phone. We are on the WWCR tonight on the radio, so some people might not have the internet. Do you have a phone or any other way to get a hold of you?
Well, I honestly, to be honest with you, I'd rather not have anybody call me anymore.
Okay.
Okay, there's a reason why. I already prayed for so many people, and I came to the point that I'm not going to waste my time anymore. You know, people can go to my website and be set free there on their own pace. Okay, they can get some guidelines there and start helping themselves. I just don't have time to pray for people over the phone anymore. Yes. And there's a reason why. Everybody that calls me are not ready for deliverance.
That's right.
They need to get ready for deliverance first. They need to educate themselves. They need to spend time building spiritual masters. If they don't, they're going to be wasting their time.
Okay.
Okay? That's the way it is. Now, if they want to go to my website, gotdemon.com.
Gotdemons.com?
Gotdemon.com is one of them. Also, the easiest thing to do is to find me on the internet. Just type Brother Carlos on Google. You're going to see a bunch of my stuff over there. YouTube, the same thing. Help yourselves, folks. Okay?
Yes.
You don't allow, you know, that you need to wake up. Okay? There's no such a thing as magic trick in God's kingdom, okay? There's no such a thing as that, okay? You want to be set free? Then you need to gain knowledge. You need to gain understanding. You need to develop relationship with Christ. There's no other way. Amen.
Come. Yeah. JW, also, if anyone's got to get a hold of you.
Well, yeah, you can reach me at TheElijahChallenge.org. You can go there and type in New York, and you could see some of the testimonies and get some training and deliverance and healing through the website there. Or you can just message me on Facebook at Zoe Eddie, and I will gladly put you in touch with the resources of Exorcism and Deliverance Support Network, FinalCommission.com for training. Brother Carlos has amazing YouTube videos. I've watched them. They're awesome. They're life-changing. I encourage everyone on the radio to try to get to his videos and download them and share them. He has also resources of many excellent books that he has that he recommends. Excellent books. You go there and check those out. And hopefully we'll see Brother Carlos on Boots on the Ground soon, maybe in California or Vegas. We can get him to come out and do some mass deliverance with us.
All right, we're going to get kicked off the air.
Amen.
So. Yeah, Brother Carlos, thank you for joining us, sir.
Thank you, Rich.
Good night,
sir. Thank you so much.
Good night. Brother Zoe, thank you for being on with us.
Amen. God bless.
Watch Radio saying farewell. We'll be back by the grace of God next week. Get a hold of us toll-free, 877-734-6327. 877-734-6327. P.O. Box 1576, West Babylon, New York. 11704. Watch for radio. Good night.